When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Leslie said, hey there, Ben and Kelly. I've been dating a guy for about 5 months, and we went out with his coworkers Friday night for the first time ever, and it was kind of crazy.
Okay.
He's a completely different person around them. He's normally this super kind of introverted, soft-spoken guy, but around his coworkers, he is not at all.
Okay.
He sounded like a thesaurus, and even at one point got like this accent with the way he was pronouncing words.
Okay.
He even wore his blue light glasses while we were out, like they were real glasses.
Oh.
And when I asked him about it, he thought I was the one being weird. He didn't hear a difference in himself at all.
Hmm.
So now I'm kind of feeling like I'm dating a Jekyll and Hyde or something. Are people always different with their coworkers?
Well, I feel like you're getting the real him at home, right? And I feel like his inauthentic self is around the coworkers, or at least that's what I would assume.
Well, and I'm kind of thinking she likes the guy with the coworkers better because he's like more of a vibrant, outgoing personality. And maybe she's like, that's more attractive to me. That's how I'm kind of interpreting it.
See, I don't get that at all.
Okay.
Because I feel like they wouldn't have been dating for 5 months if she wasn't into his introverted, soft-spoken self.
That's true. That's true. But I think she is seeing this other side of him going like, oh, well, hey,
so he can have
ever,
fun.
Yeah, why aren't you like that with me? Or why can't I bring that out in you?
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah, I will get, and not so much anymore, but I used to get that's Radio Ben coming out. And
You have a Radio Ben.
Well, when I would get around a group of people or a group of friends or whatever, and it would be like, oh, okay, there's Radio Ben. And so.
Because you'd get a little like loud and obnoxious or something?
Wait, hang on a second. Wait. Is that
I'm
what
asking,
you're
what
saying
is,
I am
what's
right now?
The difference? No, what is the difference between Radio Ben versus regular Ben?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit more animated, a little bit more,
okay. You're more on.
Just on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, maybe that's him, or because we don't know what his job is.
No.
So maybe his job is something where he's got to be, quote, on.
That could be. Jessica says, that's almost all men. They switch up around their friends. They act one way with the guys, another with the wife. Really? I have not found that.
My husband's
kind of crazy all over the place. I mean, he's really the entertaining one in the family. I'll be honest. I'm not even going to sit there and claim that I am the most entertaining person in the family. Nope. It's him.
Well, I could have told you that.
Thank you. Like, I am way more reserved in real life, and he is nuts in a good way. He's very funny.
So I don't know. I mean, is she asking if this is like a red flag or if she's wondering like how to bring this out more in her life?
I was a little confused about the angle. Yeah. What exactly she's asking. So I feel like we just cover all the possibilities.
All right. Well, all right. So if you've got a suggestion on like or experience with this and maybe it's the fact that, you know, you're only 5 months into a relationship and still he is getting to know you and he's not maybe showing you all of his sides yet.
That could be. Bethany says, sounds like he's trying to impress his coworkers, and he was probably just embarrassed that you pointed that out. Seems pretty cut and dry to me. Musette says, my husband is energized by groups of people.
Yeah.
And maybe that's it. You're just feeding off the energy that's around you.
Yeah, that's what I say I do. I'm just
Yes,
I'm
that's just Radio Ben.
I'm just energized around people and
that's
circumstances.
That's where Radio Ben comes out.
That's where I come to life. All right. We'd love to get your comments, your take on this whole thing. That's what group therapy is all about. 502-795-1997, 795-1997. We'll get to those on the way. Coming up next, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, group therapy. Leslie realized she's dating kind of a Jekyll and Hyde. Her boyfriend, normally a super introverted, soft-spoken type, but around his friends, she just realized on Friday night he was kind of like a thesaurus, spoke with an accent, wore glasses. she brought it up to him. He didn't really get it and thought that she was being kind of weird. So she's kind of like, is this normal? And we're not really sure if she's wondering if it's a red flag or not, but we're just kind of diving into it all around.
or who she likes better, which version of him.
Yeah,
Dustin says, I feel like I do the same because my friends are different people. I react differently with them. I don't think either version's bad, but are different. It's only been 5 months, so maybe he isn't super comfortable yet.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. Corey says a lot of people, especially introverts, have a public self and a private self. How he is in public might be what he thinks he's supposed to be versus who he's comfortable being at home.
That's a really, really good point. Riley says, I think if it's a fancy job, he may be feeding off the energy around him and he's trying to impress them. Candace says, I have social anxiety and I'm an introvert mostly. So if I'm in a new place or around new people, I'm super shy. But if you get me around people I'm super comfortable with, then I'm loud and outgoing. Sometimes if I'm super nervous, I overcompensate for my shyness and end up coming off as outgoing and overly confident. Wouldn't think too much about it. Probably his nerves getting to him. Yeah. Some of those things were part of it. As for the glasses, think of it as a confidence accessory. Maybe it made him feel like he looked smart or gave him a boost of confidence. Or maybe he just liked it with his outfit.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And like, if he is really an introverted, soft-spoken type, maybe he gets a lot of anxiety going out into those situations with his coworkers. And that was something that he had to do. And he brought you along with. And so he almost like a cape or something to give him strength. He's like, you know what? I'm going to almost wear a mask, put on glasses, give myself a little bit of confidence. And, you know,
and then I can be almost another persona.
Yeah. Almost be in character of myself.
Right.
You know,
could be.
Yeah. So who knows? But yeah, I mean, I still think 5 months is still pretty early in the relationship. And, you know, depending on which side of him you really like.
Right.
Obviously, both sides of him are there.
And maybe he took it as when you pointed it out that he was offended by it or thought that you didn't like it or something like that. If you do, just like that's a really cute side of you. If you maybe compliment the fact that, oh, you know, you can be a couple of different ways. And I think that's awesome. If you made him feel safe about it, but maybe he felt attacked because you pointed it out and he put on the spot.
Or maybe you can ask to hear his little accents in other places of your life.
Hey, yo. Wee wee.
Why do we assume it's a French
accent? I don't know.
So anyways, yeah, I wouldn't say it's a red flag. And, you know, I think just continuing to reassure him and then find out really because he could have insecurities about his own coworkers or being in those sorts of social situations. So, you know, I think the more you know about him, the better you will be at understanding, you know,
how he's going to act in social situations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Both sides of your guy. So good luck with that. All right.
Good stuff.
Is good group therapy.